Jay Thomas featured on trumpet with the Oliver Grunewald New Net from the recent album I Always Knew, and a tune by Lee Morgan titled Yama, arranged by Oliver Grunewald. Jay Thomas featured on trumpet on that one from the CD I Always Knew. Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie. Another new one, this one from the Ingrid Jensen-Steve Tressler group. Ingrid on trumpet and Steve Tressler on tenor, with Jeffrey Keezer at the piano, Martin Wind on bass, and John Weekend on drums. The album Invisible Sounds for Kenny Wheeler. It was also used on a Jazz Night in America broadcast from the Royal Room in Seattle. This live performance of an original tune titled Old Time.
Oh,
A new recording of an old song by Duke Ellington, Charlie Porter, trumpet player from Portland, with Christopher Wojtak on guitar and Chuck Israels on bass, in that song by Duke Ellington called Morning Glory, from Charlie Porter's self-titled album. Before that, a piece from Invisible Sounds for Kenny Wheeler, Ingrid Jensen on trumpet, Steve Tressler on tenor sax from the recent release on Whirlwind Records. That track was recorded live at the Royal Room in Seattle, and they were performing there with Jeffrey Keyser on piano, Martin Wind on bass, and John Wiechan on drums. And that piece titled Old Time. Jazz Northwest from 88.5, KNKX, connecting you with the regional jazz scene. Clipper Anderson Quartet's playing at Tula's this evening, Brand Nova Jam at the Triple Door Musiquarium, and there's also the Racer Sessions at Cafe Racer, and Jazz at the Beaver with Max Holmberg and the 200 Trio at the Angry Beaver on Greenwood. Monday night, Steve Bentley's Circle of Five will be playing at Rhythm and Rye in Olympia. Tuesday, David Marriott's Triskaidekka Band will be at Tula's. Wednesday, Bill Anschel and Brent Jensen team up for an evening of duos at Egan's. Mark Taylor Quartet will be at the Sylvia Center in Bellingham, and Axiom Quartet plays at Tula's. Thursday night, Tyrant Lizard has a CD release party at the Royal Room. Friday night, Zoni Mash and McTuff are co-billed at Royal Room, Steve Messick's Holiday Jazz at Egan's Ballard Jam House, and Gail Pettis Quartet will be at Tula's. Mark Lewis Trio plays at Westside Pizza in Kingston at 6 o'clock on Saturday night. Greta Matassa sings a holiday show at Bakes Place in Bellevue, and Kareem Candy Band will be at Tulis. For more information, see the calendar at knkx.org and also jazz calendar at earshot.org. Next is a piece which comes from the newly issued Cannonball Adderley Swingin' in Seattle. From live broadcasts at the Penthouse, 1966 and 67, Julian Cannonball Adderley on alto sax, Nat Adderley on cornet, Joe Zavenul at the piano, Vic Gaskin on bass, and Roy McCurdy on drums. Cannonball introduces the tune From the Penthouse in Seattle.
We're going to play a tune now that I just thought about playing. You see, this afternoon we had an opportunity to play for a lot of young people at the youth center under the supervision of the King County Juvenile Court, you know. It's kind of an interesting thing, though, because a lot of kids are not sure about where they belong. And some of us sometimes share that feeling. You know, we're not quite convinced. So we're going to play this beautiful tune written by Leonard Bernstein, because I've been thinking a bit about that. It's called There's a Place for Us. Somewhere. Somewhere. Thank you. Thank you.
Every part of you, your skin, your eyes. is your feelings, whether old or new? I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, 'cause it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you I like. Thank you, Fred Rogers.
Thank you, Mr. Rogers. Sure enjoyed the neighborhood. That was from a new recording, relatively new recording, by Nancy Erickson with the 200 Trio and Alex Dugdale on tenor saxophone. Cole Schuster was on guitar, Greg Feingold bass, Max Holmberg on drums. Nancy Erickson and a very nice version of that song, It's You I Like, by Fred Rogers. From the album Here and Now, Nancy Erickson live at the North City Bistro. Julian Cannonball Adderley heard before that, featured on alto sax, Brother Nat on cornet on the opening, Joe Zavanuel at the piano, with Victor Gaskin on bass and Roy McCurdy on drums, Somewhere by Leonard Bernstein. 88.5 KNKX connects you with Jazz Northwest. Here's a brand new one from Jay Thomas and Michael Van Bibber Quartet. Jay Thomas on tenor sax on this one, Michael Van Bibber on trumpet, and introducing a young Japanese pianist, Yuki Hirate. Michael Glenn is on bass and Julian McDonough on drums. This is from a new album titled The Promise. Great tune by Lenny Tristano, based on Out of Nowhere. It's called 317 East 32nd Street, which was the address of Lenny Tristano's studio.
Thank you.
from a new recording by the pianist Randy Halberstadt titled Open Heart. That was Randy's interpretation of the Nocturne in B-flat minor, Opus 9, Number 1 by Chopin, playing it mostly straight until near the end there, where he was joined by the rhythm section with Chuck Dierdorf on bass and Adam Kessler on drums, and opening it up to a little improvisation. Randy Halberstadt from his album Open Heart. Music before that, written by another pianist, Lenny Tristano, from a new album titled The Promise, introducing a young Japanese pianist, Yuki Hirate, with Jay Thomas on tenor sax, Michael Van Beber on trumpet, and Michael Glenn bass, and Julian McDonough on drums, 317 East 32nd Street by Lenny Tristano. We'll leave you today with music of Duke Ellington performed by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, which will be performing the sacred music of Duke Ellington for the 30th year on the 28th, the last Friday of the month, at St. Mark's Cathedral. From the sacred music of Duke Ellington played by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, this performance from the early 2000s of Come Sunday. The Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra recorded in the early 2000s and Sacred Music of Duke Ellington performed in concert. That was come Sunday. Solos by Bill Anthony, Daniel Wickham, Thomas Marriott, Mark Taylor, and Vern Seelert. Clarence A. Cox and Michael Brockman, co-artistic directors of the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. The 30th annual presentation of the music in Seattle will be at St. Mark's Cathedral on the 28th of this month. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you enjoyed our music. We have a podcast available at jazznw.org. You can also subscribe to that podcast. Join us again next week for Bill Anschel Trio from Seattle Art Museum. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.